Declan, first of all, as we hit this little summer break for Harps, these are difficult enough times. They've got some great young fellows coming through. There's been some encouraging individual performances, but just 3 wins out of 16. They probably just lack those experienced players. I think when you take Mikey Place, Tony McNamee, and the injured Connor Torrish out of the side, there's nobody else under 25.
Yeah, I suppose, yeah, it's disappointing. You know, I think especially when things aren't going so good, you do need that experience. Spine of your team, players have been around and can help the young lads get through this difficult period. You mentioned it, like, so, you know, 7 games, 4 losses, like, you know, or 5 losses and 2 draws. So the form hasn't been good. Difficult game, obviously, away to Bray last night, and got off to a really perfect start as well, obviously. So, but it was always going to be difficult up there because they've been in good form all since we beat them well down at Finn Park. But yeah, listen, it's always difficult, you know, and with young lads, you're going to get an experience and you're going to get forms going to dip up and down. And to be fair to Bray as well, they're a very young squad of players as well. You look through them, Killian Cantwell's probably the only real player that have experience. The rest of them are very young, all and, you know, the 17, 18-year-olds, 19-year-olds, 20-year-olds. So they're a young squad of players too, but they're coming in really good form. But yeah, it's been a difficult period for Kevin and the management team and the players. But listen, you know, the break's nice, comes a nice time because gives players an opportunity to rest up. Any players potentially that have injuries can get a chance to get fit and get back in 2 weeks' time and you know, reset and go again. So it's, you know, it's always hard in soccer, but the only good thing about it is, you know, you're never too far away from getting a positive result or 3 points from your next game.
What's your own view on this mid-season break? I mean, essentially, it's only kind of one weekend that they're missing. I see Damien Duff isn't happy about it at all. Do you think it's a good thing or not?
Yeah, I suppose it's a difficult one, you know. I mean, I can understand what Duff's on about. He was reared, obviously, and came up through the academy in England, so you can actually understand he never had that opportunity. But I suppose for a long, long time in the League of Ireland, going back, you know, last 15, 20 years, you know, a lot of lads were part-time, you know, when they changed to the summer season, and the part-time players that are trying to combine the job and train and all the travelings involved, you know, it was probably key to give players a break in the summer for their, you know, even just for their family so they can go and rest up, probably get a family holiday, and that was probably the reason it was brought in. You know, I suppose now things have changed in the Premier League. A lot of professional teams, you know, Dundalk are probably professional in the First Division, but, you know, the rest of them are part-time. So I can understand the merits in both why it's in, and also if we're going professional, do we need it in? So there's two different dilemmas there going on, and yeah, listen, I can understand it potentially, but even in the First Division, a lot of teams and players are part-time, and I definitely need that. They should have a break for sure.
Yeah. Looking at the First Division table, Declan, Dundalk, Cove and Bray at this stage do look to be the top three. There's a 10-point gap from Bray to fourth place, Treaty. From a Harps point of view, they are 8 points off the playoffs. There's 16 games left, or 15 or 16 games left. So for Harps, you know, it's not insurmountable, but it's nevertheless quite a big gap.
It is, you know, you look at, I mean, Dundalk are 41 and they're well ahead of Cove at the minute. They, you know, 6 points, but, you know, you fancy them to go on to win it. So then you've got Cove and Bray, you mentioned Treaty on 24, and you should either as well. They're up there in 22. So, you know, can Harps mount that challenge, you know? So it really depends if Kevin bring in a bit of quality maybe and gets a budget to do so in July. And, you know, that's what you'd like to do, to get a positive run of results. Bring in a few extra players and give them a bit of strength and experience as well. It might give them an opportunity to push on up, and that's probably the goal, trying to get into the playoffs, you know. So it's not good reading, you know. You have Athlone 13 and Longford 14. We're 14 as well, so it's not, and you've got Kerry and Wexford just above us. So the next stage will be for Harps. Can they push on and catch Kerry and Wexford and get into that area beside UCD and Treaty? And then, you know, you never know. But listen, the break's coming at good times, as I said, and you know, obviously July is going to be really important for all clubs, but for Kerry, Kevin is trying to get players, and I know it's not easy to get players into the northwest of Ireland and into Donegal. But, you know, if he can bring in players that can have an impact and bring positivity to the group, and obviously a bit of experience as well, and somebody to score goals as well. So, listen, it's a big July coming, and hopefully you get the budget to do that.
And briefly, Declan, if we just look at the Premier Division, Derry City beaten 1-0 by Bohemians at Dalyman Park last night. Dalyman's been a pretty happy hunting ground for Derry in recent years. Remarkably, Bows have lost 8 games out of 18, yet they're third in the table. They haven't drawn any matches. They've won 10. Rovers 6 points clear at the top. It's looking good for Stephen Bradley's side at this stage.
Yeah, I mean, even though it ended up a draw last night against Galway at home, you fancy them probably to get 3 points at home against Galway, but Galway are very stubborn and hard to play against, and that's a big result for them to go up to Tallinn and not concede. But yeah, you fancy Shamrock Rovers and Stephen Bradley and his players to go on from here. 6 points between them, obviously, in Drogheda and Bowes. St Pat's, so I was at the Derry at least like Rovers and St Pat's game last night, and I was disappointed with St Pat's in general with the quality of players that they have at their disposal. I thought they would cause more problems. It was a poor enough game, to be fair. They scored a penalty and they won 1-0, but I'm expecting more from St Pat's, but at the minute they just haven't clicked. But listen, you have to say the Shamrock Rovers, you know, the players they have, if they can keep them all fit and well, and obviously European adventure is going to be a big, have a big toll on them as well, you know, so if they can keep those players fit and well, you'd be happy enough, or you would think that they would go on to obviously win the Premier League. But Shelburne have been up and down obviously season as well. Derry, not a great result this night, and they've been up and down as well, you know, so not scoring a lot of goals but not conceding a lot of goals. But yeah, listen, it's even Bowes, but Alan Reynolds was under pressure 3 weeks ago. He was there was word that he might be getting sacked, and suddenly he gets a run of results there with Bank Holiday weekends and 2 games over certain weekends, and he's back in and he's 30 points sitting the third in the table, so his you would think that his job's safe now for a while. But yeah, listen, I would fancy Shamrock Rovers from now to go on to obviously win the Premier League, but listen, a lot to play for, a lot of points to play for, and it'll just be interesting to see how the rest of the teams react to Shamrock Rovers.